Morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
It's truly a blessing to be able to stand here before you. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. And I'd like to share a little bit about this morning. And I'd like to frame it along this verse here in the book of Psalms.
愿意根据诗篇一节的经文来开始我的交通。
So if you can turn in your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 26.
我们来打开诗篇第26篇。
We'll read a few verses here.
我们在那里读几节。
Psalm 26, verses 6 through 8.
诗篇26篇第6节到第8节。
And there it reads, I shall wash my hands in innocence, and I will go about thine altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all thy wonders. O Lord, I love the habitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwells.
第六节，耶和华啊，我要洗手，表明无辜，才还扰你的祭坛。 我好发清洁的声音，也要述说你一切奇妙的作为。耶和华啊，我喜爱你所住的殿和你显荣耀的居所。Let's
just come back before the Lord in another word of prayer.
我们来到主面前，再有少少的祷告。Father,
we thank you so much that you grant us this time to come into your house this morning.
天父，我们感谢你，俾我们有这段的时间来到你的家里面。That
we can come into this house where love is. As we reflect and consider all your kindness upon us, we cannot help but feel so privileged and so secure in what you have established for us. That we have become children of God. And that we can live in your household. For our pleasure, but also for your pleasure.
活在你的居所里面，使我们得到享用，而使你亦都得到享用。
And so as we gather together here this morning in this assembly,
天父，当我们今天早上在这一处的地方来聚集的时候,
may our thoughts and our hearts be right in your sight.
愿我们的心思意念都在你面前来蒙悦纳。
That as you find pleasure in us, that we would also find pleasure in you.
当你在我们当中得着喜悦的时候，我们亦都在当中得着你的喜悦。
We commit this time, the speaking and the hearing of your word back unto you.
我们将以下的时间交在你手中，无论讲的、听的，都交在你手上面。
May your perfect will be done.
让你的旨意成就在我们当中。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. So it's been a couple months since the WCCC has occurred.
我们过了这个西岸特会已经有几个月的时间。
And we know time is moving along pretty fast here in the year.
我们晓得时间过得很快。
Because this morning our brother just mentioned that it's time to sign up for the next conference.
因为刚才弟兄已经宣布过，现在又是时间来去报名下一个的特会。
And I hope you all are really looking forward to signing up and to that time ahead at the end of this year.
实在盼望大家都期待这个冬令会。
But I also hope that we would be able to hold on to the words that were shared at the West Coast Christian Conference.
但是实在愿意弟兄姊妹仍然找紧着西岸特会那个信息。
And I know there was only a small handful of us that were able to go up this year to Seattle.
我晓得今年只是有几个家庭能够上去西雅图那里去参加特会。
But I trust that many of you were able to listen to the messages.
但我实在相信很多的弟兄姊妹都有听过这个特会的信息。
Or you were able to attend our time of fellowship really over the past 2 months on that fellowship meeting the first Sunday of the month.
如果没有听过，我相信大家也都有参加过我们最近两次的交通聚会。
As different brothers shared on the matters that the Lord had touched and placed on their hearts. I really, since coming back from the conference, the Lord has placed this verse on my heart.
特會之後，主就將呢一幾節嘅聖經放喺我心思裏面。
And it's really verse 8.
特別係第八節。
O Lord, I love the habitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwells.
耶和華，我喜愛你所住的殿和你顯榮耀的居所。
Because while we were up there at the conference, the Lord really gave me this feeling that we were in his presence before him.
因為當我們去上去參加特會的時候，主實在俾我有咁嘅心思，就係喺嗰度，我哋就喺主嘅同在裡面。
From the morning devotions to the meetings to the small group time of discussion.
無論係神更到信息嘅聚會到小組嘅交通。
I really sense the presence of the Lord amongst us.
我實在感受到主嘅同在，大大嘅彰顯喺我哋裏面。
Now, I've been really blessed to be able to attend many of the conferences over the past 20 or so years.
實在喺過去20年嘅日子，主係祝福我，俾我有好多次嘅機會嚟去參加唔同嘅特會。
And I have to say that this year there was something a little extra special about the conference.
咁我實在要承認。 今年特別參加特會有更重要的一個對我來講有特別的意思。
And I don't think this was only my experience, but I heard that from many other brethren.
我相信剛才我所交通這個感覺不是只是我感受到的，很多參加過這次特會的弟兄姊妹有同樣的感受。
Now, I believe every year that we've had the conference that the Lord is amongst us.
我實在相信每一次我們在特會這樣相聚，主的同在是大大彰顯在這些特會。
Just as He is amongst us here now.
就好像主與我們今天的聚會與我們同在一樣。
For we hold on to the promise that where two or three gather together in His name, there He is with us in our midst.
所以我們都是找緊。 主的應許，當兩三個人是奉主的名來相聚的時候，主就與我們同在。
But I think there was a difference this year in the hearts of the brethren.
但我實在感受到今年的特會有些不同，因為去特會的弟兄們的心思。
Many really had come with a heart yearning to meet with the Lord.
因為很多的弟兄姊妹都是 帶著這個要見主的心態來去參加特會。
I think this was really made evident in the time of morning devotions.
實在在神更那裡是很明顯見到的。
I seem to think that this year we started our morning devotions a half an hour earlier than normal.
我以為今年的西岸特會的神更是比往年更早多半個小時。
6:30 a.m. But the whether or not we started half an hour earlier or not, I think it just makes me a shortcoming of my own memory. But the fact is 6:30 tends to be early for many people unless you're a morning person.
6:30 a.m.
But I was really thankful to see so many brethren attend the morning devotions.
但我實在好感恩，喺神更裏面見到好多嘅弟兄姊妹嚟參加。
And not only attend, but really participate.
唔係淨係嚟參加，佢哋係喺神更裏面係好踴躍嘅嚟去參與。
And share as we meditated on the Word of God.
亦都喺我哋嚟去默想神嘅話嘅時候，有好多嘅交通。
So what was so unusual about it was how much we meditated on the Word of God.
是很不尋常的，我們是花了很多的時間來去默想神的話。
I'm so used to that morning devotion time to be spent primarily on prayer.
我過往的記憶裡面，神更大部分時間都是用來做禱告。
But in this instance, in my small group, and I also heard in other small groups, we spent so much time just chewing on the Word of God, the morning reading.
但是今次这个神更和我很多弟兄姊妹都有同样的感受，就是我们花了很多的时间来去咀嚼默想神的话。
It was to the point that we would use up almost all of our time just on the morning devotion on the Word.
甚至到一个地步，我们整个神更的时间就用来去分享神的话。
And so just before time was up, we realized that we had to spend time in prayer.
时间就快到了，我们只晓得要用时间来祷告。And
so we would go overtime in prayer.
结果就因着要祷告的时候，我们就用多很多时间。And
then another sign was before the meetings.
另一个感受就是在聚会之前。
And as we enter the meeting hall, we would see the sign that's usually posted up on the screens or the monitors.
当我们走进这个聚会厅的时候，很多时候就见到在墙上面，在电视上面打起那些标记。To
come before the Lord's presence in quietness, in prayer.
那个电视上面通常都会打一句的 根据的指引，叫我们来到神的面前，我们要肃静。
And I would say, maybe like usual, we see the sign, but we're just so overcome by joy to see the other brethren that we end up chatting and greeting one another in the Lord.
但是我承认，很多时候，我们进入这些聚会厅。 因着见到很多弟兄姊妹，我们就很兴奋跟他们有交通，没机会真的在主的面前来去肃静，来去祷告。But
what was unusual about these meetings was while those greetings would happen, what would inevitably happen is that the brethren would start praying.
但是打招呼完了之后，弟兄们、弟兄姊妹们都实在在那里有祷告。That
there would be a few that would be led by the Spirit that would just shout out in prayer above all the other voices that were in that hall.
就有弟兄姊妹们就起来去大声的祷告，这些的祷告声就盖过其余那些打招呼的声音。
And I think their brethren's hearts were sensitive because once we heard that above our own voice, we recognize, yes, we were in the presence of the Lord.
其他弟兄姊妹听到这个祷告的时候，他们都晓得现在我们是进入神的同在底下，我们要静默无声。And
this is a good thing to be before the Lord like this.
来到当我们这样来到主的面前，来去这样来去等候，是理所当然的。
And so one morning, it was before the Lord's table.
有天早上在擘饼之前,
these prayers led into to worship in song.
这些祷告就引进唱诗歌来去赞美。
And so we started singing unto the Lord.
我们就开始来去唱诗歌赞美神。
It was such a beautiful moment.
那一刻是何等的美好。
None of it was planned. No one had orchestrated it.
没人来去在那里指点,
except for the Lord Himself.
唯有主在那里去引领,
as He placed it on the hearts of a few brethren to pray.
就是主将这个负担放在几位的弟兄姊妹身上面开始祷告,
and maybe one or a few brethren to open up in a song.
也都主在那里指引一些弟兄姊妹来去点诗歌。
So this is like the worship before the worship.
这个就是在敬拜之前的敬拜。
It was like pre-worship.
是一个预备的敬拜。
And it was just really incredible.
这个是实在的美好。
That this is what the Lord desires it to be like all the time.
这样的事情是主实在盼望时常能够可以进入的。
That our hearts would be right as we worship the Lord.
叫我哋嘅心思喺敬拜之前我哋要预备好自己。
As we sing back praise unto Him，
当我哋嚟去唱诗歌敬拜神嘅时候。
Most of you know that the theme of the WCC was to hold fast to what you have。
大家都相信曉得西岸特會今年嘅主題就係要持守我哋所還有嘅。
It is from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 11。
我哋曉得係從一個啟示錄第三章第十一節嗰度嚟去作根據嘅。
And this particular verse was an encouragement given to the church at Philadelphia。
咁呢一節嘅聖經呢句話係寫俾腓拉帖非教會作勉勵嘅。
That they would be the ones who would keep his word。
就係要去鼓勵佢哋要去持守神嘅道。
And hold fast to all that the Lord had given unto them。
亦都去持守主所賜過俾佢哋嘅一切。
So that no one would be able to take their crown。
使冇人能夠奪去佢哋冠冕。
And that indeed they could become those who overcome。
叫佢哋能夠成為嗰啲嘅得勝嘅。
That they would realize that we are the victors。
叫我哋曉得我哋就係嗰一班嘅得勝者。
Just as we sang this morning, we're victors in Christ。
就好似我哋頭先所唱嘅詩歌，我哋喺基督裏面係得勝者。
This is what the Lord wants for all His people。
这个是主愿意他所有的儿女都成为得胜者这个事实。
And this is what he wanted for all these seven churches that are mentioned here in the beginning of Revelations.
主也是盼望这七个的教会都能够成为得胜者。
But we know that all these churches, with the exception of this church in Philadelphia, and perhaps even would say Smyrna,they were those who fell short of the Lord's expectations.
但我哋曉得呢七個教會裏面，除咗腓拉帖非或者同埋士妹拿以外，嗰五個教會都係達唔到神嗰個期望。
Because we can read that these five other churches were all rebuked for one thing or another.
因為我哋曉得呢五個教會都有一啲嘢係被神嚟去責備嘅。
I mean, it wasn't all bad. They all, except for the Church of Laodicea, received a commendation, but they also received a rebuke.
咁佢哋呢五個教會唔係全部嘢都係被責備咁或者除咗老地加教會以外其餘嗰啲教會都係主有一啲嘅稱讚。
To the church of Ephesus, he wrote, "You have left your first love."
写俾呢一个以弗所教会，主系责备佢哋，你系将起初嘅爱心离弃了。
Repent and do the deeds you did at first.
你要回想你喺边度坠落，你要悔改，行起初所行嘅事。
And then to the church of Pergamum, he wrote, "I have a few things against you."
寫俾別加摩教會嗰度講，我有幾件事情我要責備你。
That there are some who hold to the teaching of Balaam。
喺你哋裏面有人服從巴蘭嘅教訓。
What was the teaching of Balaam？
巴蘭嘅教訓係咩
？What happened because of Balaam and Balak？
巴蘭喺嗰度發生咩事情咧？
The Israelites were led into intermarriage and idolatry。
喺巴蘭嗰件事裏面。以色列人被引誘嚟去同人通婚同埋去拜偶像。
And then there are also some who held on to the ways, the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
咁喺別摩加教會嗰度，亦都有人服從尼哥拉一黨人嘅教訓。
And this really speaks of compromise and mixing.
喺呢度所講到嘅就喺嗰度教會有呢一個嘅妥協。
They too were told to repent.
咁佢哋同樣，主要佢哋要悔改。
To the church in Thyatira, the Lord says, "I have this against you."
咁向呢個推拉教會嗰度主咁樣講，我有一件事我要責備你。
That you tolerate the woman Jezebel.
就是你容讓那自稱是先知的婦人耶洗別。
And so that just speaks to the immorality of this world that we live in.
這裡所講到的就是我們活在這個淫亂的世界裡面。
To Sardis, the angel said, "Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God." Verse 2, chapter 3.
向撒迪教會那裡講到，你們要警醒，堅固那剩下所衰微的。
So they too were told to repent.
同樣，向撒迪教會，主要他們來悔改。
And then to Laodicea.
之後向老底家教會。
Because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
因為你們是不冷不熱，我巴不得你，我是將你從我口中吐出來。
You do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
你是不知道你是困苦可憐，貧窮，黑眼，赤身的。
Such strong words.
這些是很強的話。
These are things that we have to be mindful of.
這些事情我們要去留心。
What is it that we are holding fast to today?
我們今天去持守的是什麼呢?
Do we see all that is around us?
我們有沒有看到在我們周圍環繞我們的事物呢?
All the things that can pull us aside from walking with the Lord.
所有一切是阻止我們與神同行的。
And being pleasing unto Him.
是一切的事情,使我們不能夠來去讓神得著喜悅的。
So as we're considering that this topic about hold fast to what you have.
所以當我們來去思想這個題目,我們要持守我們所有的。
We really have to consider what is it that we have.
我們要來去思想我們有的是什麼呢?
What is it that we treasure?
我們有什麼我們是寶貴的呢?
Is it our own welfare, our time?
是不是我們自己的時間,我們自己所擁有的呢?
Our preoccupations, our busyness?
或者是我們自己的繁忙,我們的職業呢?
Or maybe it's our traditions, whether past or current?
還是我們的傳統,無論是過去的傳統,還是我們現有的傳統呢?
Perhaps it's some of the things that we do over and over again, the prayers that we say over and over again.
還是可能是我們一些重複的禱告,我們不斷所重複的禱告呢?
Or are we just doing things out of rote, out of habit?
還是我們來去做一些習慣性的事情呢?
I mean, don't get me wrong, some of this is good.
大家不要有錯覺,剛才我所說的一些可能是美善的。
But we also have to be very careful.
但我們要很小心。
That these things truly reflect what is in our hearts.
讓這些所作出來的事情,清楚地表達我們心思裡要所表達的。
That we are just not going through the motions.
我們實在不願意,我們只是習慣性的去做一些事情。
Coming into the Lord's house because we come here every Sunday.
我們不是因為回來神的家,因為我們習慣了每個禮拜回來神的家。
Or signing up and going to the winter conference because we go every year.
我們也不是因為我們年年都去冬令會,所以我們報名今年參加冬令會。
Really the matter the Lord puts on my heart is, what is the reality in my life?
實在主放一個心思在我心裡面,就是問我自己,究竟我這個屬靈的實際是怎樣呢?
Do I really see what it is that the Lord has given unto me?
我們看不看見神所賜過給我們的東西呢?
And is that something I strive and hold on to?
這一樣神所賜過給我們的,我們有沒有來去持守,有沒有來去追求呢?
One of the speakers at the conference made a very strong statement.
在西岸特會有一位的講員,就講了這一段很重的話。
And he was stating that not only do we not attain to the church at Philadelphia, but we may not even attain to the least of these seven churches.
他就說我們不單止可能達不到腓拉鐵菲的標準，我們甚至達不到這七個教會裡面最有問題的那一個。
I mean, we can consider all these rebukes that my brother and I here read.
我們可以來去思想剛才主向這七個教會的一切的責備。
And we can think, oh, we're not that bad.
那我們或者可以來去說，那我們不是很差而已。
I don't do this or that.
那我不會做這件事，也不會做那件事。
No, I follow after the Lord.
那我也都來去，在那裡來去跟隨主。
But where are we really at?
那但是我們實在是如何呢？
And where are we as a group of believers?
我們作為神的兒女，都是信主的一班人，那我們在哪一個情況底下呢？
Now, whatever we may think or feel or perceive, the Lord knows.
無論我們以為是怎樣，但是我們曉得，主曉得我們的境況。Just
as He wrote to all these church assemblies.
就好像主在這裡寫給七個教會。
He knows our deeds.
主在那裡曉得他們的需要。
We cannot hide them from Him.
我們不能夠從主來去隱藏過來。
But yet the Lord in His mercy and His patience,
但在主裡面有何等大的忍耐和容忍。
He's still willing to work with us.
他仍然在那裡願意來去在我們身上來去工作。
And to encourage us.
在那裡來去勉勵我們。
To be those who would overcome.
使我們能夠成為得勝的。
To be those who would have an ear.
使我們有那個耳朵來去聽。
And hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
叫我們能夠聽到聖靈向眾教會所說的話。
For the Lord speaks to each one of us.
因為主實在在那裡向我們每一個來去說話。
And He wants to gain all of us.
祂亦都願意來去得著我們每一個。
What was the core problem of these churches in the first century?
在這七個教會，第一世紀這七個教會裡面，那一個主要的問題在哪裡呢？
What is the core problem that we have today?
今天在我們當中，我們主要的問題也在哪裡呢？
I believe it's that exhortation that we've fellowshipped on in the past.
我實在相信那個問題，就是在我們從前所交通到的那一點那裡。
That was given to the church of Ephesus.
就是在講比以弗所那一個的責備那裡，我們可以看到。
That we have lost our first love.
就是我們失去了我們起初的愛心。
We have so many other loves in our lives.
在我們的生命裡面，我們有很多其他的愛。
All competing for our hearts.
這些愛就在那裡，和這個喜出的愛來爭競。
And so many times we are just so delighted and so pleased to walk down a path that just pleases our hearts.
很多時候我們就喜悅來去走那些滿足我們自己的那一條路。
But we as believers in the Lord should know that the Lord touches us with His Spirit.
但是我們曉得信主的人，主是用祂，主來要觸摸我們的靈。
And He reveals to us that there is something even greater.
在那裡來去叫我們看見，有一些比這一切更超越的。
Something that is even more worthy of our attention and our devotion.
在那裡有一些是更加值得我們來去花時間，更加比我們值得來去留心的。
And that's none other than the Lord Himself.
在那裡有主，我們看到找到主。
I mean, how much do we love the Lord in His house, in His people, His place?
我們來去問自己的問題，我們有多少來去愛主的殿，有多少來去愛主的居所呢？
You know, a full functional house is a beautiful thing.
一個充滿功能的家，是一個很美善的一回事。
And that's why it's so lovely to have a house full of little children.
所以在这个家里面见到有小孩子是何等的一幅美丽的图画
The happiness and the joy that they bring into the household.
因为这些小朋友将喜乐带到这个家里面
In one sense, I miss that now, all of my children are grown up.
一方面我很怀念因为我的孩童已经长大了
But in another sense, I also realize that you know what the Lord gives to us in a certain season of our lives is to teach us something in that season.
另外一方面，我发现主将不同人生的季节放喺我哋嘅生命里面，系叫我哋喺唔同嘅季节里面学习唔同嘅功课。
And that's okay to move from one season to the next.
从一个人生嘅季节。 来去换季换到下一个季节，是主期待我哋嘅。
Because what the Lord has shown unto me is that we have a house here.
咁主就俾我看见，我哋喺呢度有一个家。
And it's a beautiful house.
系一个美漂亮嘅家。
Because we have a beautiful Lord.
因为我哋喺嗰度有美丽嘅主。
And we have beautiful brothers and sisters like you.
我哋亦都喺佢家里面有美丽嘅弟兄、美丽嘅姊妹。
And together we have a heart.
一同我哋都有一个心思
to seek out what it is on, that is on our Lord's heart.
嚟去追求寻找神嘅心意系如何
And so we can fellowship on this.
使我哋能够喺神嘅心意底下嚟去一同嘅交通
We can be centered on Christ.
我哋能够以主耶稣基督为我哋嘅中心
And what is it that He desires to accomplish?
亦都嚟去交通主耶稣所期待能够成就嘅
，not just in us individually，
唔系净系我哋个人嗰度咁样做
，but in us corporately as a small assembly，
但系系一同团体嘅喺呢一个聚会里面一同嘅
，and ultimately in the body of Christ，
就系喺主嘅身体里面咁样做。
Do we see this beauty in the Lord's house?
我哋喺主嘅家里面见唔见到呢一个美丽咧？
Have we ever taken time to examine what is in the Lord's house?
我哋有冇花时间花心思嚟去睇下主嘅家里面有冇呢一啲嘢咧？
So this morning I'd like to spend a little bit of time just looking through what is it that inhabits the house of the Lord?
今天早上愿意同大家嚟去分享。 咁喺神嘅家裏面係有啲咩事情咧？
And I want to spend time looking at the tabernacle.
咁今天早上願意同大家嚟去花一啲時間嚟去睇下喺會幕裏面有啲咩嘅物件。
Because this was something that David, who wrote Psalm 26, was a little bit familiar with.
因為當大衛嚟去寫詩篇26篇嘅時候。
He knew some things about the tabernacle. Or you may say the tent of the meeting. He had first experience with it. And I believe as part of his first-hand experience, the Lord gave him this revelation, this understanding, this heart.
大卫嗰一次嗰一个嘅亲身经历里面，就得着呢一个嘅负担。
To want to beautify and to glorify the house of the Lord.
大卫就从嗰个经历里面有一个负担，要将神嘅家变得更美丽。
But I believe the house of the Lord that David writes about here in Psalm 26 is about the house that was first revealed unto the Israelites back when they were in the wilderness.
咁我实在相信喺诗篇26篇第八节嗰度，大卫所讲到嗰所住嘅殿，就系根据出埃及记，神将呢一个会幕赐俾以色列人嗰一个嘅殿。
And this is the tabernacle that was described in the book of Exodus.
就系喺出埃及记。 所形容、所表达出来的那一个的会幕。
Now you may question why I choose the tabernacle to look at.
大家或者会问为什么我来去选择、来去看会幕呢？
Because when we consider about the Lord and His house, His habitation,
因为当我们来去思想、神的家、神的殿、神的居所的时候，
and the glory associated with it,
我们也都来去思想神的殿所出来的那一个荣耀。
We can think really of three specific examples.
咁我实在想起有三个嘅例子。
If not even four.
如果唔系四个。
But the three are the tabernacle.
咁呢三个例子，第一个系嗰个会幕。
The temple.
第二个系嗰个圣殿。
And the New Jerusalem.
第三个就系嗰个新耶路撒冷。
And we see this is where the Lord meets to gather together with His people.
我哋晓得呢三处嘅地方就系神与人嚟去相会嘅交通嘅地方。
And we know in all three instances, the glory of the Lord is revealed in a mighty and glorious way.
我哋晓得喺呢三个嘅例子，呢三个地方里面。神的荣耀都在那一处来去大大彰显。
But I just want to spend a few minutes this morning looking at the tabernacle.
但是今天早上愿意和大家花少少时间来看一看这个会幕。
Because I think we need to start first with what is core, what is central.
因为我们要在那个中心点那里来开始来交通。
Because as people, we tend to get focus on the wrong things.
因为我们很多时候人很容易就将重点放错在一处的地方。
And we just get caught up with the outward beauty.
我们就被外表那个美丽来去吸引住，忘记了要去着重在一处的重点。
But we lose sight of that inward beauty.
我们只是看到外面的美丽，却是看不见里面那个美丽。
So the tabernacle, in all its simplicity, is very beautiful.
我们晓得这个会幕，很简单来说，是很美丽的。
Because simplicity, many times, forces us to appreciate the small things.
会幕也都是简单的。咁我们在简单里面，我们能够欣赏住嗰一啲嗰啲好細微嘅仔細嘅嗰啲嘅嗰啲嘅形容。
While it may be small, it is that which is vital.
但係即使佢哋可能係一啲好小嘅細節，但係呢細節佢係好重要嘅。
Let's read. Let's turn back to the book of Exodus.
我哋嚟去一齊睇出埃及記
，Chapter 25，
第25篇。
Let's read starting from verse 8 and 9.
我们由第八节开始来去读。
And let them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them, according to all that I am going to show you as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it.
出埃及记第25篇第八节到第九节，又当为我做圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。製造會帳幕和其他一切器具，又都要照我所指示你的樣式。
Verse 10 and 11.
第十同第十一節。
And they shall construct an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, inside and out. You shall overlay it, and you shall make a gold molding around it.
又用造甲木作一櫃。長二寸半，一爪，一寬一寸半，高一寸半，
一爪半。
要果外包上精金，四圍釀上金牙邊，镶上金牙邊。
And then over in verse 17.
第十七節。
And you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Make them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat.
第十七節，要用精金作施恩座，長二爪半，闊一爪半，又用金子鋚出兩個基路帕來，安在施恩座的兩頭。
And then over in verse 22.
第22节,
and there I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony, I will speak to you about all that which I give you in commandment for the sons of Israel.
我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上，两基路柏中间，和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
So here we just began to read the instructions that were given to Moses in regards to setting up this tabernacle.
我们在这里看到神就是将这个指引赐给摩西，要去怎样来去起这个会幕。
And these were the first two contents that were given unto Moses as far as what was to be placed inside the tabernacle.
这里所讲到的就是会幕里面头两件的物件。
Now, do we know how many other contents the Lord had given Moses instructions to build or construct to place inside the tabernacle?
大家晓不晓得除了这两件物件之外， 神还有指引摩西放其他多少物件在会幕里面呢？
Or the courtyard?
或者在这个后院里面呢？
There's actually many that you could count if you were to go through in much detail.
如果大家来去仔细看的时候，有很多的物件，神是叫摩西来预备的。
And that's why it's so beautiful, because I know on Friday nights we're fellowshipping on the book of Exodus, and I trust that as we fellowship through it, we will get into all these wonderful details as far as the construction of the tabernacle.
我们晓得星期五晚有些弟兄姊妹来去查考出埃及记，我们实在是期待当我们去看这些经文的时候，我们会仔细来去看，来去交通每一件的物件。
But there are seven in particular that are mentioned with some extra emphasis.
但是在这一切的物件里面，有七件的物件，神是用了很多的篇幅来去指示摩西的。
You may say these are the seven articles or furnishings or furniture that was inside the tabernacle or the courtyard.
或者大家可以来去形容，这个就是神有七件的家具、家私在这个会幕里面。
And we read here about the first two, the Ark of the Covenant and the Mercy Seat.
我们刚才所读到的，就是讲到这个约柜，和这个施恩座。
But then there were five others.
除了这两样之外，有五件的物件。
For a total of seven.
就是总共有七件。
There was the altar of incense.
在那里有这个香金炉。 金香炉。
There was the table of showbread.
那里有这个陈设饼的台。
The golden lampstand.
那里有灯台。
And the bronze basin.
那里亦都有这个祭坛，铜祭坛。
And then the bronze altar.
亦都有这个铜的火炉，铜火炉。
The bronze altar and the bronze basin were outside in the courtyard.
这个铜的祭坛和铜的洗作盘在这个会幕的外院那里的。
And so as the people came to the tent of the meeting, to the tabernacle,
当这些百姓来到会幕的时候，
they will first see this bronze altar.
他们要首先见到这个铜的祭坛。
That was made of acacia wood and overlaid with bronze.
同样是用这个造甲木来去做，就是用铜来去包住。
And bronze just really speaks, the matters, these two vessels, these two furnishings, if you may, were made of bronze.
这两件的家私是用铜来去做的。
They were outside the inner tabernacle.
他们在外院那里。
And really what this bronze symbolizes is the Lord's righteous judgment.
这里的铜就代表了神的公义的审判。
That really we cannot come in and enter into the Lord's presence without His judgment first coming upon us.
实在我们若果 要進入會幕裡面要去與神相會之前一定要經過神的審判。
And we know that we have no righteousness in of ourselves.
因為我們曉得我們每個人在裡面都沒有義的。
And so that's why there is this bronze altar.
所以在這裡神是為我們預備了這個銅的祭壇。
Where there would be the sacrifice that would be performed.
在那裡有奉獻，有獻祭。
To appease the Lord of our sins.
在那裡來去解決，在神面前解決我們罪這個問題。
And so as to open up the way of fellowship with the Lord God.
使我們能夠打開一條能夠與神有交通的這條路。
And then there is the basin, the bronze basin.
之後也都有這個那個洗濯盤。
That was also made of bronze.
咁同樣都係用銅嚟去做嘅。
And here the priests would wash their hands and their feet.
咁喺嗰度祭司嗰度嚟去洗手同洗腳。
So that they could be clean vessels unto the Lord of service unto Him.
喺嗰度呢一祭司嚟去清潔自己能夠成為神乾淨嘅器皿。
This was something that was probably the most used vessel or article in the tabernacle in the courtyard.
相信呢一件嘅家私就喺外院裏面一件用得最多嘅嗰件嘅家私。
As the priests continually had to wash their hands.
因為喺嗰度祭司嘅要不斷嗰度嚟去洗手。
After performing the sacrifice and before going in to the holy place.
就喺嗰度嚟去奉獻之後嚟去洗手，就係喺進入呢一個至聖所之前。
And so after they would perform the sacrifice and after then they would wash their hands, they would go into the holy place.
在那裡祭司來去獻祭之後，就是洗手之後就來去進入至聖所。
And then in the holy place, there would be three articles that they would see.
在聖所裡面，他們會見到三件的家具，器具。
On the left side was the golden lampstand.
在左邊有這個的燈台。
On the right side was the table of showbread.
在右邊有這個陳設餅的桌子。
And in front was the altar of incense, or the golden altar.
在前面就有這個金香爐、金香壇。
So the golden lampstand was made of pure gold.
這個金燈台是用精金來做的。
It was hammered.
是打出來的。
And yet it is very intricate.
但是很精緻的。
With all these branches and all these blossoms that look like almond blossoms.
在那裡是有這些的花有那些杏花型的那些花杯。
It was made out of just one piece of gold.
但是整個燈台都是用一塊金來去鑿出來的。
Just hammered into shape.
就是鑿到很精緻的形式。
And we know that the symbolism here is very straightforward.
我們曉得這裡所代表的是很簡單。
That it was what casted light within the tent of the meeting.
在這裡就將光來去照著這個的會所。
Just as we need light when we approach the Lord.
就好像我們來到神的面前，我們有光。
And just as He is the one who gives us that light. To be able to walk in His ways.
就好似主耶穌就係將光賜過俾我哋，使我哋能夠喺光裏面行走一樣。
So also inside that holy place was the table of showbread.
咁喺聖所裏面亦都有呢一個陳設餅嘅桌子。
And that was made of acacia wood overlaid with gold.
咁呢個桌子係用呢個皂荚木嚟做嘅，亦都係包上精金。
And this held the bread that was. There were 12 loaves of bread.
咁喺嗰度就放咗呢十二條嘅陳設餅。
And we know this was something that was replaced weekly.
咁我哋曉得呢一啲嘅餅係每個星期嚟去換嘅。
And the bread is also something that we can easily understand.
咁我哋亦都餅亦都大家好明白嘅。
Because we know that our Lord is the bread of life.
我哋曉得我哋嘅主。就是那一個生命的主糧生命的糧
that he's the giver of life
他是賜生命的主
and he's the sustainer of life
他也是使我們生命持續的那一位
and because he gave himself up
因為他將他自己 去寫去自己。
We now can have that eternal life.
今天我哋能夠得著呢一個永生。
And then in the middle of that holy place,
咁喺聖所裏面嘅中間
，was the golden altar.
就係有嗰一個嘅金嘅金壇金香壇。
The altar of incense.
就係嗰一個嚟去燒香嘅嗰個壇。
So this was the vessel that stood between the holy place and what we've heard about in the past, the holy of holies.
咁呢一個器具就係喺呢一個聖所同埋至聖所嘅中間。
This was also made of acacia overlaid with gold.
咁同樣呢一個嘅金香壇係用呢一個皂荚木同埋。
And we know that gold really is a representation of God's eternal nature, of God's supreme worth.
咁我哋曉得金係代表神嗰個永恆嘅嗰一個嘅嘅性格同埋嗰個佢嗰個嘅掌管一切嘅嗰個事實。
All his intrinsic and wonderful characteristics.
就係講到神呢一切嘅嗰啲嘅權能。
It was at this golden altar where Aaron the high priest served.
就係喺呢一個嘅金壇上面亞倫呢位大祭司喺嗰度嚟去服侍。
And so it is what stood in the way of going into the Holy of Holies.
咁呢一個金壇就係。要進入呢一個至聖所之前，要經過嘅。
So this golden altar really speaks to us and shows to us that Christ is our intercessor.
咁喺呢一個金壇所代表嘅，就係講到基督就係嗰一個喺嗰度作我哋代禱嘅嗰一位。
That he is the one who offered himself up so as to become a fragrant aroma for us.
就係主自己就係作為佢就係喺嗰度嚟去犧牲佢自己成為咗一個馨香嘅祭，為咗我哋。
So he is the one that permits us to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies.
所以主耶穌就係嗰一位讓我哋能夠進入至聖所嘅嗰一位。
Keeping in mind at that point in time, only one was permitted to go into the Holy of Holies.
咁我哋要記住喺嗰陣喺。只有一位能夠進入至聖所。
And that was the high priest once a year.
就係每一年大祭司只可以能夠進入嘅。
And once that high priest went into the Holy of Holies, there was the Ark of the Covenant.
當呢一位大祭司入到至聖所裏面，佢哋就見到呢一個嘅約櫃。
Once again, made of acacia wood overlaid with gold, just as we read.
同樣係用呢一個皂荚木嚟去做。用精金嚟去包住。
Now this was a holy vessel that was not to be touched.
咁呢一個係一個聖物，係唔可以掂嘅。
We did not read about the rest of the construction of it in Exodus 25.
咁我哋冇嚟去仔細睇呢個約櫃係點樣嚟去做嘅。
But it had gold rings by which poles were to be inserted.
但係喺嗰度有嗰個金環。有一啲嘅用嗰啲木條能夠穿過呢啲金環。
And these poles were to be used to carry the Ark of the Covenant around.
咁人只可以用呢一啲嘅木條穿過啲金環嚟去抬呢一個嘅約櫃。
For no one was permitted to touch it.
係冇人能夠去掂呢個約櫃嘅。
And we can even remember that time, that account, when David was bringing the Ark back into the land into Jerusalem, that the ark began to tip over and an individual reached out to grab it.
咁大家都記得喺大衛嘅日子咁佢吩咐人係將呢個約櫃搬返嚟但係當呢個約櫃準備跌嘅時候有人就嘗試去托住呢個約櫃。
And when he touched it, he died.
咁當呢個人托住掂到呢個約櫃嘅時候佢就立即死亡。
Because this was the holy thing of God.
因為呢個約櫃是神吩咐这个是一个圣物。
In there were three items.
在这个约柜里面有三件的物件。
The golden jar of manna.
有这个玛拿。
Aaron's rod.
有阿伦的杖。
And the table of covenants.
还有这个约法版。
It really represents the testimony of the Lord.
喺嗰度就代表住神嘅嗰个见证。
And his promises, his covenant, his faithfulness unto his people.
喺嗰度嚟去代表神同以色列人嗰一个嘅约同埋神向以色列人嗰个嘅信实。
And on top of that covenant, then was the mercy seat.
喺呢一个嘅约柜上面就有呢一个嘅施恩座。
It was made of pure gold.
咁系用精金嚟去做嘅。
And it really represents the throne of God.
喺嗰度就代表著神嗰个嘅嗰个嘅宝座。
Where, as we read in verse 22, where he would meet with us.
就喺嗰度讲到神要与人嚟去相会。
The ark and the mercy seat were the centerpiece of the tabernacle.
呢一度约柜同埋呢一个嘅施恩座就系整个会幕嘅中心。
It was that which was preeminent.
就是那个最重要的那一部分。
And that's why I believe it was that which was recorded first.
所以我相信就是这样的缘故约柜和施恩座是首先被记录的。
Even though it was the last thing to be seen, at least by those who could enter into it, at that point in time only Aaron.
即使约柜和施恩座可能是人进入会幕最后所见到的两件物件。
It was this that took first place.
但是这两件物件就是首先被记载。
Because this is where we would be able to meet with the Lord.
就是因为在那处就是神与人相会的地方。
All these other contents,
其他的物件
was to bring the priests and even the high priests unto the Lord.
其他的器具都是要将祭司或者 大祭司来到这个施恩座和约柜里面。
The tabernacle and all its content represent Christ and the means by which we as sinful man are able to approach a holy God.
整个的会幕里面所有一切都是代表着基督耶稣，我们就是靠着基督耶稣能够来去与神有交通。
It starts with the Lord's mercy and his covenant.
我们是开始起点就是主耶稣的怜悯和他的约。
And it works outward toward us through Christ Jesus.
在外表开始我们 是靠着耶稣基督。
Every detail has been accounted for. Everything has been prepared for us.
但是在里面每一个仔细的事物已经为我们预备好。
There is nothing that we have to do.
我们实在不需要自己来去做什么的事情。
It is not based on our own merits or our own efforts.
实在不是靠着我们自己做什么好事我们能够来去遇见神。
But it's just solely and purely based on the Lord's work.
实在是唯有靠着耶稣那个的工作。
And so the Lord God would have it as such to place all these articles in their place, all with their purpose, all with their meaning.
所以主耶稣就吩咐在这个会幕里面是预备每一件的物件为了我们。
The Israelites in the Old Testament
这一班在旧约里面的以色列人
they probably did not understand all the significance behind each one of these pieces.
或者他们不明白每一个器具所预表的是什么意思。
But we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who have been purchased by his blood,
但我们今天在新约里面是被主宝血所买赎的一班人
we can see there is such great meaning.
我们实在见到这些器具背后那一个的意思。
Even in all its simplicity.
即使好像很简单。
That the Lord God has prepared all this through Jesus Christ.
但神已经在主耶稣里面为我们预备一切。
So that we can have fellowship with him.
使我们能够与神自己有这个的交通。
Are we those who would want to dwell with our Lord?
我们是不是那一班愿意活在神的居所里面的一班人呢？
Are we those who want to be in his presence?
我们是不是那一班愿意活在神同在底下的那一班人呢？
In his house, in his tabernacle,
我哋愿唔愿意嚟去活喺神嘅家、神嘅居所、神嘅会幕里面咧
？In His holy place，
就系喺神嘅呢一个圣所里面。
We were exhorted at the conference that maybe too many times we are those who just settle and stand outside in the courts.
咁喺特会里面，我哋就被提醒，好多时候我哋就满足就站喺呢一个外院里面。
And while that is a wonderful place,
当然喺会幕嘅外院系一处好美好嘅地方。
The Lord has so much more for us.
但系实在主。实在为我们预备有更好 的地方。
And he would want us to enter into his holy place.
实在愿主愿意我们从外院来去进入圣所里面。
And not just stop there at the golden altar, the altar of incense.
主亦都不希望我们停留在这个金香坛上面。
But to go all the way in.
主是盼望我们来去进入
In the Holy of Holies.
喺嗰度就係有呢一個至聖所。
Behind the veil.
喺呢個幔子嘅後面。
So that we could meet and fellowship with the Lord.
喺嗰度我哋能夠與神嚟去相會，與佢有交通。
Because there is where the glory of the Lord dwells.
因為喺嗰度就係神榮耀所居住嘅地方。
Now the word glory means in Hebrew it's the word kabod.
咁呢一個榮耀呢一、這個呢個字喺希伯來文係用 kabod 呢個字嚟講嘅。
It means that which is weighty。
喺嘅意思就係嗰一啲好重嘅嘢。
It's something that is copious, that is abundant。
哦，係一啲好好豐盛、好豐富嘅嘢。
It's something that is full of splendor, of honor, esteem。
喺嗰度係充滿著呢一啲嘅榮美嗰啲嘅美漂亮美麗嘅嘢。
And as people, we are those who are drawn to those things which are glorious.
我哋作為人，我哋都係被一啲榮耀嘅事物嚟去吸引嘅。
And we know that we just see it around us, we see it within us, that we are willing to spend.Much time and energy, money and resources on the great things.
咁我哋自己都曉得，我哋係係願意嚟去花時間、花金錢係喺一啲我哋看為美麗漂亮嘅嘢。
You know, whether it's your homes or whether it's your cars.
無論係你自己嘅屋企或者你嘅車輛。
Or whether it's to go to an event.
或者你係想去一啲嗰啲嘅一啲好嘅節目。
Sporting event, a concert, whatever it may be.
演唱會嗰啲睇波嗰啲。
We want to go see greatness.
我哋會希望睇到一啲好偉大、好嘅嘢。
Or we want that greatness for ourselves.
我哋同樣期待我哋自己係能夠係好偉大。
How many of you here are football fans, soccer fans?
咁喺我哋當中有冇一啲係中意踢波嘅咧，或者係啲足球迷咧
？Yeah, just a few of you.
我見到只係有幾位。
I'm going to say a name that I think most of you are familiar with.
咁我嚟去講一個名，相信大家都認識。
Messi.
美斯。
Messi.
大家認唔認識？
Some of you shaking their head. Some of you don't know. That's okay.
有啲知道邊個，有啲唔知道。
He's the most famous soccer player in the world.
咁呢個美斯就係世界最出名嘅足球員。
And he's still really near the top of his game.
咁佢而家都仲係好波嘅。
He's an Argentinian from South America.
咁係南美洲阿根廷嗰度出嚟嘅。
But he went to Europe to play professional soccer.
咁佢去咗歐洲嚟去打踢波。
Where the best of the best play.
咁佢係喺歐洲嗰度最勁嘅啦，嗰度嗰啲足球。
And where there are very lucrative contracts.
咁佢哋亦都賺好多錢。
So maybe about half a year ago, maybe a little less than that, it was mentioned that Messi was going to come over to America and play.
咁喺半年前，咁就有新聞講到呢個美斯就會從歐洲嚟到。美國呢度嚟踢波。
For those of you who are football fans, what was your first thought when you heard that he was coming to America to play?
如果你是足球迷，当你听到呢个新闻嘅时候，你第一个反应系咩咧？
Well, I immediately opened up my phone, my device.
咁我就即刻打开我个电话。
And looked to see when he was going to come to San Jose to play.
咁我就嚟去睇下，佢几时会嚟圣何西嚟去踢波咧？
So I can invite my brothers in the Lord to who I know like watching football, soccer.
咁我就能够同主内嘅弟兄姊妹一同嘅嚟去睇下呢个美斯嚟去踢波。
To come and watch Messi.
就系嚟去睇下佢嘅风采。
But I was disappointed to found that he's not playing here in the Bay Area this year.
咁我就但系好失望，原来佢今年唔会。 来到湾区这里来踢球。
So my sons did something else when they heard about the news.
我的儿子听到这个新闻之后就做了另外一件事情。
They thought instead of him coming to us, they would go to him.
我的儿子就说他不来这里湾区来踢球，我们去他踢球的地方。
So they've started planning a trip to Miami.
他们就开始订机票来去买。
Anyways, the point here is that when there's greatness, we as people are drawn to that greatness.
我所讲嘅，愿意同大家沟通嘅，就系当有一啲伟大嘅事物人物嘅时候，我哋都被呢啲伟大嘅事情嚟吸引。That's
a part of who God has made us.
我哋咁样做系我哋嘅天性，因为系神咁样嚟去创造我哋。That
we're made in the image of God.
因为我哋都系按住神嗰个样式嚟去做嘅。
And so we're drawn to greatness, to glory.
所以我们都是被荣耀伟大的事情来吸引。Because
God himself is glorious.
因为神自己就是荣耀。But
because we are those who have lived in a fallen world and we ourselves have fallen.
但是我们晓得我们已经堕落了。We've
misplaced this innate desire for greatness to our own selfish things.
我哋就將我哋呢一個被偉大嚟吸引呢一個嘅天性，就轉歪咗，嚟去集中喺一啲墮落嘅事物裏面。Rather
instead, we should be focused on the greatness of the Lord. That is what it is that we should desire.
但係我哋實在應該將我哋嘅重點，我哋應該被神嗰個榮耀嚟去吸引。And
this is what David writes in Psalm 26.
呢度就係大衛喺詩篇26篇所寫嘅。
He that we would be those who would love the place where glory dwells.
就是你和我在这里喜爱神所住的殿和神所显荣耀的居所。
So it's really no coincidence that when we speak about the Lord's dwelling place, we cannot help but also speak about his glory.
所以当我们来去分享神的殿神的居所的时候，我们很自然的就讲到神的荣耀。
Because we find this in the Word.
因为我们在神的话里面就这样来去记载。In
Psalm 26.
在诗篇26篇。
Or here in Exodus.
或者在出埃及记那里。
Talking about the tabernacle.
在那里讲到会幕。
Or in Chronicles. Talking about the temple.
或者在这个列王列代记上下。 那里讲到圣殿。
Or in Revelations, when the new church, the bride of Christ,
或者在启示录，我们看到这个新耶路撒冷有这个新妇预备好了。You
will find that glory is in that presence, in that place.
我们在这处地方，我们都看到荣耀的彰显。Please
turn with me to the end of Exodus. We're going to just look at one example here, one passage.
请你去一同看出埃及记最后的章节。
40 verses 32 through 38.
出埃及记第40篇第38节。
When they entered the tent of meeting and when they approached the altar, they washed, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he erected the court all around the tabernacle and the altar and hung up the veil for the gateway of the court. Thus Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent of the meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of the meeting because the cloud had settled on it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And throughout all their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the sons of Israel would set out. But the cloud was not taken up then. then they did not set out until the day when it was taken up. For throughout all their journeys, the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and there was fire in it by night in sight of all of the house of Israel.
出埃及記第四十篇第三十四到三十八節，當時雲彩遮蓋會幕，耶和華的榮光就充滿了帳幕。摩西不能進會幕，因為雲彩停在其上，並且耶和華的榮耀充滿了帳幕。每逢雲彩從帳幕收上去，以色列人就起程前往。雲彩若不收上去，他們就不起程，直等到雲彩收上去。日間耶和華的雲彩是在帳幕以上，夜間雲中有火，在以色列全家的眼前，在他們所行的路上都是這樣。
Just as there were seven churches that we talked about.
就好似頭先嗰度，我哋交通道有七個教會。
Seven representations of the house of God.
亦都交通道有會幕裏面有七件嘅器具嚟去預表基督。
And there were seven articles of furnishings within the tabernacle in the courtyard.
喺呢一個嘅會所裏面有七件嘅器具嚟去代表神。
There are also seven things that I would like to share with you about glory.
我同樣有關於神有七點願同大家分享嘅。
There is actually so much that we could share about glory.
喺榮耀上面有七點願同大家分享。實在有好多點可以同大家分享。
I'm just going to touch on these seven very quickly.
但係我會好快嘅嚟去同大家分享呢七點。
Because I know we're running out of time.
因為我哋時間夠啦。
The first one is the greater God's purpose is, the greater that His glory will be revealed.
第一點就係神嘅旨意越大，神嗰個榮耀要更大嘅嚟去被彰顯出嚟。
Simply stated, the greater His purpose, the greater the glory that's revealed.
这个神的旨意越大，祂的荣耀就更加的能够荣耀的来去显露出来。
Don't take this to mean that He doesn't reveal to us very glorious things individually.
大家不要以为我这样交通就是神不会很个人的来去将祂的荣耀祂的旨意来去显露给我们。
But when there is a matter that's associated with His eternal purpose.
每一次神嚟去向我哋顯露佢嗰個永遠嘅旨嘅時候
，such as the house of the Lord.
就好似神嘅家，關於神嘅家佢嘅旨意。
Then the Lord will also include a glorious manifestation of Himself.
主就喺嗰度嚟去一嚟去一同嘅嚟去顯露佢自己個榮耀，喺呢個神嘅家呢件事情嚟去顯露出嚟。
And we can also see this throughout the Lord's life.
我哋喺主嘅一生裏面，我哋見到嘅。
When He came to this earth.
當佢嚟到呢個地上嘅時候。
Or in all the miracles and signs that He performed.
當佢喺嗰度嚟去施行蹟嘅時候。
Or in His
施行蹟嘅時候。
Or in His return.
或者當佢嚟去。第二次翻嚟嘅時候
，there is all glory, great glory associated with it.
我哋喺嗰度每一件事情都見到主嘅榮耀。
It was not just hidden to a few.
嗰個榮耀唔係被隱藏過嚟，淨係向一幾個嚟去彰顯。
But it was actually shown to many.
佢係喺嗰度嚟大大嘅彰顯出嚟。
So likewise, when it comes to His dwelling place, we see His glory. We see His glory manifest in a spectacular way.
同樣當我哋嚟去睇主嗰個嘅居所嘅時候，我哋同樣見到佢嘅榮耀係大大嘅嚟去被彰顯出嚟。
Because the eternal purpose of God, the will of God, is so heavy and weighty.
因為神嗰個嘅永遠旨意係好重嘅。
The manifestation of His glory is also weighty, just as the word says, describes.
所以主嗰個榮耀亦都係好重嘅嚟去被彰顯出嚟。
A second item is that the glory of the Lord is revealed powerfully when His work is finished.
咁第二點就係神嘅榮耀 要好大能力地被彰顯出嚟，就係當佢嘅旨意被成就嘅時候。
We can read that here in verse 33 of Exodus 40.
我哋喺第出埃及記第四十篇第三十三節。
We would also see that in the account of the temple, the dedication of the temple.
我哋亦都喺呢一個獻聖殿嘅時候，我哋所見到嘅。
Or the New Jerusalem when it's presented.
或者當呢一個新耶路撒冷預備好整齊之後，亦都我哋見到同一幅圖畫。
I mean, it is a glorious deed when we are called to start something for the Lord.
當主嚟去呼召我哋嚟去開工嘅時候，係一件好榮耀嘅事情。
How much more glorious it is when it is completed.
但係當我哋完成主嘅工嘅時候，嗰個榮耀係何等嘅大。
A third point is that the glory of the Lord is best seen when people's hearts are right.
第三點當人嘅心思係對嘅時候，神嘅榮耀就能夠被彰顯出嚟。
You know, we must see, we must realize, recognize our own filthiness before we can see any of God's glory.
我哋實在要嚟去承認，嚟去看見我哋嘅污穢，只可以嚟去看見神嗰個榮耀。
Because otherwise, we will misplace His glory.
因為若果我哋首先看見我哋自己污穢嘅時候，我哋就睇錯咗神嗰個榮耀。
And shortchange who the Lord really is.
我哋亦都喺嗰度嚟去有虧欠，嚟去睇低咗神嗰個嘅所事。
We will just be like those Israelites.
我哋就變成咗從前嗰一班嘅以色列人一樣。
Who were so captivated by the beauty of their temple.
佢哋就被呢一個殿嗰個美麗就吸引住。
That they had missed out on the essence of the Lord.
但係卻係錯過咗主自己就係嗰一位榮耀嘅重點。
And so for us to really appreciate the glory of the Lord and His beauty.
所以若果我哋要能夠欣賞神嗰個榮耀同埋美麗，
we have to see how much we lack glory and how much we lack beauty.
我哋實在要看見我哋自己係何等嘅欠缺榮耀，欠缺榮耀美麗。
And so the picture of the tabernacle is very applicable.
所以呢一個會幕嘅呢一幅圖畫係好貼切嘅。
Because it describes a process by which we as those who are lacking, who are sinful, are able to come and approach the Lord God.
因為喺呢一幅會幕嘅圖畫就俾我哋提供咗一條路，俾我哋呢一班係缺乏嘅人能夠進入神嘅至聖所裏面與佢相會。
The fourth item is that the glory of the Lord should elicit, should draw out a response from us.
咁第四點就係神嘅榮耀被彰顯出嚟嘅時候需要有人嘅回應。
When we see the glory of the Lord, we should bow down and worship and give praise and thanks back to Him.
當我哋看見神嘅榮耀之後，我哋要嚟去喺嗰度嚟去跪低，將我哋敬拜嚟去歸翻俾神。
The glory of the Lord should lead man and all of creation back into His praise and honor.
神嘅榮耀係要將人同一切被造之物帶翻去嗰個敬拜嘅裏面。
And this is so true when we gather together.
當我哋喺呢一處地方相聚，實在係一個實際。
That when we see His glory, we give glory back to the Lord.
就係當我哋見到神嘅榮耀嘅時候，我哋將榮耀歸翻俾我哋嘅主。
And when we do that, He will be pleased.
當我哋咁樣做嘅時候，主就得著喜悅。
Is that not true when we fellowship together or give thanks to the Lord?
當我哋喺主面前嚟去相聚嚟去感恩嘅時候，我哋有冇呢個實際咧？
And we hear one another give praise and thanks back to Him.
我哋有冇聽見我哋其他嘅弟兄姊妹一同嘅嚟去一同嘅敬拜咧？
As we give glory, we hear glory, we see glory, it makes us want to join and participate and give glory too.
實在當我哋嚟去見到榮耀，當我哋見到其他人嚟去將榮耀歸俾神嘅時候，我哋係咪同樣嘅被激勵 將我哋自己喺我哋裏面將榮耀歸俾主咧。
So the fifth one is related to that. When we hold on and elevate God's words, then God's glory is revealed.
第五點係同頭先嗰一點係連住嘅，就係當我哋嚟去持守神嘅話嘅時候，我哋就將榮耀歸俾佢。
Moses was faithful unto the Lord.
摩西係神嘅家裏面係全然盡忠嘅。
He did all that the Lord had commanded him to do.
神叫摩西所作嘅一切事情，摩西都係忠心嘅嚟去完成。
He obeyed and orchestrated the building of the temple.
喺嗰度摩西喺嗰度嚟去去指點嚟去建呢個會幕。
And as such, the Lord was pleased, and His glory was revealed, as we read here.
當佢完成呢個會幕嘅建造嘅時候，主就喜悅，主嘅榮耀就被彰顯出嚟。
Are we individuals who would be like Moses, who are willing to trust and obey the Lord?
我哋係咪一班好似摩西嘅人能夠嗰度願意順從同順服咧？
Will we be obedient to respond to how the Lord would want us to speak, to touch, to listen to what is on the Lord's heart and to those that He places around us?
我哋愿唔愿意顺从主喺我哋生命里面嘅带领叫我哋无论喺我哋嘅言语、我哋嘅行为身上面，我哋都去顺从主嗰个带领咧
？Are we willing to use our mouths for the Lord's glory?
我哋愿唔愿意用我哋嘅口嚟去为着彰显神嘅荣耀咧
？I know some of you will say you're not a mouth, you're a hand.
或者有啲在座嘅弟兄姊妹话我唔系口我系手。
The Lord has given each one a mouth.
但系主系将口赐过俾我哋每一个。
And if He does not, if we are unwilling to let Him use our mouth, then He will use the mouth of another.
若果我哋唔愿意用我哋嘅口嚟去将荣耀归俾主，主要用其他嘅口。
And that will be to our shame.
但系当主咁样做嘅时候，我哋就羞愧啦。
Because this is what the Lord wants us of us.
因为呢一件系神盼望我哋每一个佢嘅儿女都咁样作嘅。
Number six.
第六点。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督喺我哋里面呢一个系荣耀嘅盼望。
It's all by His grace.
呢一个一切都系靠着佢嘅恩典。
We have no merit on our own.
喺我哋里面系冇任何嘅嘅义。
The Lord gives us His glory.
主系将佢嘅荣耀赐过俾我哋。
Because the Word became flesh.
因为道成了肉身。
And dwelt among us.
系充充满满嘅活喺我哋里面。
So that we could behold His glory.
使我哋能够看见佢嘅荣耀。
Glory is the only begotten Son from the Father.
就系喺神怀里独生嘅儿子，就系嗰个嘅荣耀。
So we need to be those who are faithful to what we have seen.
所以我哋要忠心我哋所看见嘅。
To what we have been given.
神所交托我哋嘅，我哋要嚟去忠心嘅持守。
Don't bottle up the Lord's glory within you.
唔好将神嘅荣耀就封喺我哋嘅心里面。
Because Christ is in you.
因为基督活喺你里面。
And He's the hope of glory.
佢就系嗰个荣耀嘅盼望。
So give back to Him what He has given unto you.
所以将神所交托你嘅嚟去献翻俾神。
And that is glory to God.
就系要将荣耀归翻俾神。
And so that's the seventh item that I would want to encourage you with this morning in regards to glory.
呢一点就系我同大家分享咗一点，第七点。
Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
无论你作什么，都要为着神荣耀嘅缘故。
Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice unto God.
嚟去将自己献上，嚟去当作活祭。
As a pleasing sacrifice.
系神所喜悦嘅。
It's not that we can do anything for God.
我哋唔係話能夠作一個神可用嘅器皿。
But it's unto God.
但係佢係要將自己嚟去獻俾神。
Because we have no merit on our own to do anything that is of any value unto the Lord.
因為喺我哋裏面係冇義能係作一啲善嘅事情。
But what we can do is offer back to Him what He has offered, what He has given unto us.
但係我哋所能作嘅就係將神所賜過俾我哋嘅獻翻俾佢。
And when we do this, the Lord will be pleased.
當我哋咁樣做嘅時候，主就喜悅。
So may the Lord find these words useful in your heart.
所以願主嘅話喺你心裏面能夠成為益處。
That as we gather together, we have a much bigger picture of the Lord's house.
當我哋喺呢一度相聚嘅時候，叫我哋看見一幅更加貼切嘅。神嘅居所嘅一幅图画。
Of how precious it is to be invited into His house.
我哋能够被邀请嚟到神嘅居所系何等嘅美善。
And to be able to serve Him.
叫我哋能够喺神嘅家里面嚟去服侍佢。
But we must be faithful to take up the call which He has placed upon us.
但系我哋一定要嚟去喺嗰度忠心嚟去回应神嗰个嘅呼召。
To do all things to the glory of God.
喺嗰度佢系呼召我哋，要为神嘅荣耀嚟去做一切事情。
That He may have His proper place amongst us.
使佢能够喺我哋当中得着佢所该得嘅地位。
And that we may do our proper service to glorify Him.
使我哋喺嗰度亦都去作一啲適应系。合適的服侍來去將榮耀歸返俾佢。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我哋完結嘅時候有啲嘢禱告。
Father, we thank you for the simplicity that you reveal yourself to us.
天父，我哋感謝你，你去將呢啲簡單嘅話嚟去賜過俾我哋。
We ask that you would just take of this wonderful picture of the tabernacle.
我哋求你將呢一幅咁美麗嘅會幕嘅呢一幅圖畫
，and use it to mold our hearts，
嚟去陶造我哋嘅心
，that we could be like those vessels used for your own purpose and glory，
使我哋能夠成為一個可用嘅器皿嚟去盛裝彰顯你嘅榮耀
，that we would be。Willing to be those who would be hammered into the shape that you desire us to be.
使我哋能够系被作出一个你愿意我哋成为嘅嗰个形状。
So that we can display your wonderful character.
使我哋能够彰显你自己嘅性情。
And all of the world, all of creation, may be able to give praise and glory back unto thee.
我哋实在愿意将所有嘅荣耀赞美都归俾你。
Give this heart, give us this longing.
就系将呢个心思放喺你心中。
Give us this love to be before you in your place.
俾我哋有爱你嘅心能够嚟到你嘅面前。
So that you may be able to take the pleasure and the delight.
使你能够得着喜悦。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷系奉耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.